Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we've got a great show.
And I'm Marie. Are you guys ready to learn? Today's topic is news.
And the title of our show is Stay Safe Online. Stay Safe Online. Marie, do you use the internet every day?
I do. I use the internet to shop and to talk with my friends and family. But most of the time, I use my smartphone to do these things. And sometimes I will use my computer.
We can do so many things on the internet. I just called someone from a different country. Now, we know the internet is amazing. And we use it every day, both children and adults use it. Everyone is using the internet.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys are using it too, right? Well, I see people on the subway and the buses using their smartphones to talk with friends and also to play video games. I think life without the internet would be, well, kind of hard.
Yeah, I think so too. But there is another side to the internet. We need to be careful when using it. And that's what we're talking about today. So let's learn those key words, then we'll get started.
Hello, 我们今天要聊的主题是使用网络的安全问题。网络的功能真的是很强大，你可以透过网络去购物、学习，还可以跟朋友聊天。聊天就是 chat。You can chat with friends online. 但是网络的安全问题还是要注意的。首先不要在网络上分享太多的个人资料。分享就是 share. Don't share too much online. 还有就是对网络上的陌生人不要太大意。陌生人是 stranger. Be careful of strangers. 明智一点要避免跟人家在网络上发生对立或者是争执。形容词明智有智慧的就是 wise. It's wise to avoid online fights. 就算有人在网络上讲一些恶毒粗暴的话，你也不要回应。形容词粗鲁无礼就是 rude. We see mean and rude messages online all the time. 如果还有疑惑的话，可以征询可以信赖的人的建议。名词 advice 就是建议、劝告或忠告。You can ask someone for advice.
Hi, I'm Taylor, and this is LTE TV News Report. If you have a smartphone, the internet is almost always with you. And that is often a good thing. You can use the internet for shopping, learning, and chatting with your friends. But...The internet can also be a dangerous place. The good news is that it really isn't too hard to protect yourself. Following these tips will let you enjoy the internet and keep you safe.
Smartphones are very convenient. They are, well, they're smart. They can do many, many things.For me, the best part is checking the sports and seeing the news.
If you have a smartphone, the internet is almost always with you. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about the sentence. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. Would you like to have some fun? Well, you came to the right place. It's time to learn a grammar point.Today, we are going to focus on using these words, or the special word, if. For example, if you are hungry, the restaurant is open. Or, if you haven't slept, there are beds you can use. Don't forget to use it.
Well, thank you very much, Rebecca. Having internet on your smartphone is often a good thing, right?You can use the internet for shopping, learning, chatting, and playing games.
Chatting? I do that all the time on my smartphone. When you talk to someone over the internet by sending messages, that is called chatting.
Yeah, I enjoy chatting with my family. They live far away, but we can always chat together on the internet, and it makes us feel closer.
That's great. Sometimes I'll stay up all night chatting with friends. How about you? Do you like chatting with your friends and family?
So in this lesson, we learned that the internet can be a dangerous place.
The internet can be a dangerous place? Oh no!
Well, the good news is that it isn't too hard to protect yourself. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this. Hi, Christina!
虽然在网络上可能会碰到很多的危险，但是要好好的保护自己的安全并不困难。
The good news is that it really isn't too hard to protect yourself.
请留意一下，这个句子一开始就说 The good news is that. 凡是碰到挫折或者是遗憾的事情时，如果想要表达还好这件事还是有好的一面，就可以用 The good news is that 这样子的说法。比如说你很期待明天一大早的活动，可是现在活动取消了，你可以说 The good news is that I don't have to get up early. 好消息是我明天不必早起了。再举一个例子，你发现一直很想买的东西居然卖光了，就说 The good news is that I can save a lot of money. 好消息是我可以省很多钱。
Thank you, Christina. Let's practice a little bit. It's raining outside, but the good news is that there is no school today.
Oh, that is good news. I hope it's true. And if we follow these tips, we can enjoy the internet and be safe. Let's learn other ways that we can stay safe on the internet.
That sounds like a good idea. I think I need to hear some more tips.All right, let's go to part two of our lesson. Let's watch together. Take control of your personal information. First, don't share too much online. Don't post your phone number or address. Be careful what you say and which pictures you post online. Second, use privacy settings.You don't have to let everyone see everything you post. Finally, be careful of strangers. The internet is a good way to meet interesting new people, but be careful. People aren't always who they seem to be. Friends, we need to take control of our personal information.This is very important. In our lesson, it tells us three things we must do. Let's go through them. First, don't share too much online.
Right. When you have something or use something with others, then you are sharing that. When I eat lunch, I share my meal with my friends.
I like to share pictures and show people who my family are.Sharing is a great thing, but when it comes to using the internet, don't share too much information.
Right, and don't post things like, your phone number and address anywhere online. Marie, can you tell us more about this word post?
Sure. If you want to show something to someone on the internet or to your friends, such as a picture, you might post it in a message or on your social media wall.
That's right. Posting something means you're telling the whole world about it.
Yeah, and we have to be careful what we say and post. Peter, what is the second thing we have to do to take control?
So the second thing we have to do is use privacy settings. With privacy settings, you can choose who and what kind of people can or can't see your stuff.
Right. And it says in our lesson that you don't have to let everyone see everything you post. Friends, make sure to use your privacy settings.
And the last thing it says about is taking control to be careful of strangers. Strangers are people you don't know.
Your mom and dad might tell you, don't talk to strangers, and they are right about that. Remember that, friends?
Well, we have learned a lot, and I think let's take a short break. Friends, we'll be back after this. See you soon! So, Marie, what do you like to post on your social media websites?
Well, I like to travel a lot, and I like to show my friends and family back home where I've been, like if I go to the mountains or if I go to a really beautiful waterfall. I will post it.
Yeah, or a really good meal. You want to share it with everyone, but they aren't with you for that meal or vacation. So posting things can be fun. It's a good way to share. Well, friends, let's go to the last part of today. We can watch it together.
Use your time online to make the internet a better place. Be a good friend. Don't post pictures or say things that will embarrass or hurt other people. It's also wise to avoid online fights. Don't answer mean or rude messages. And delete those who are often rude or mean. Make good choices. And don't be afraid to ask someone you trust for advice. This is Taylor. Thank you for joining me today on LTE TV News Report. See you next time.
We all can make the internet a better place. How? Well, we can be a good friend. And don't post pictures or say things that will embarrass you or hurt other people.
Yes. And it is wise to avoid online fights. Let's talk about this word wise. It means someone has a lot of knowledge from learning or experiencing some things. They are smart.
Yeah, I always think of my parents or my grandparents who have lived for a long time. They are very wise people. And I know I am getting wiser as I get older.
Me too. We all learn and grow. I think it is wise if we follow all these tips we are learning today, because it will keep us safe.
Now, we should all make good choices.
Right. Make good choices. Hey, Peter, we just said today's
calendar phrase.
Make good choices.
Make good choices.
做出好的选择。
I have to decide many things.
Make good choices.
I decide what to eat.
Make good choices.
I decide what to read.
Make good choices.
I decide what to buy.
Make good choices.
Can you give me some advice?
Sure. Make good choices. Yeah.
Make good choices.
Make good choices.
做出好的选择.
Hopefully, you all make good choices. Going to bed early, eating healthy foods, studying for tests.
Those are all very good choices that you should make. Well, in our lesson, it says, don't be afraid to ask someone you trust for advice. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this. Hi, Christina.
在文章的最后提醒我们不要怕向你信赖的人寻求建议. Don't be afraid to ask someone you trust for advice. 所以这个句型很好用. Don't be afraid to do something. 表示不要怕做某件事. 比如说, don't be afraid to ask someone for help. 不要怕找人帮忙. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. 不要怕犯错.
Don't be afraid to change. 不要害怕改变。
Thank you, Christina. Well, friends, I hope you are all learning, but don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, that's right. Don't be afraid. And your teachers are always there to help you. In our lesson, it also says not to answer mean or rude messages.
That's smart. And it's important not to be mean or rude. Just don't pay attention to those people.
You're right about that. Well, friends, it's that time. Let's review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword today. Chat. Chat. I like chatting with my friends.
Share. Share. Let me share a story with you.
Stranger. Stranger. The stranger was very nice.
Wise. Wise. It is wise to help other people.
Rude. Rude. Don't say rude things.
Advice. Advice. I need some advice. What can I do? Friends, those are our keywords for today. Make sure to practice. Now, let's go over our lesson one more time.
Hi, I'm Taylor, and this is LTE TV News Report. If you have a smartphone, the internet is almost always with you. And that is often a good thing. You can use the internet for shopping, learning, and chatting with your friends. But the internet can also be a dangerous place. The good news is that it really isn't too hard to protect yourself. Following these tips will let you enjoy the internet and keep you safe. Take control of your personal information. First, don't share too much online. Don't post your phone number or address. Be careful what you say and which pictures you post online. Second, use privacy settings. You don't have to let everyone see everything you post. Finally, be careful of strangers. The internet is a good way to meet interesting new people, but be careful. People aren't always who they seem to be. Use your time online to make the internet a better place. Be a good friend. Don't post pictures or say things that will embarrass or hurt other people. It's also wise to avoid online fights. Don't answer mean or rude messages. And delete those who are often rude or mean. Make good choices. And don't be afraid to ask someone you trust for advice. This is Taylor. Thank you for joining me today on LTE TV News Report. See you next time.
Wow, you have a smartphone.
Yeah, now the internet is always with me. Yay!
Well, that is often a good thing.
I can use my cell phone for shopping, learning, and chatting with my friends.
That's true, but Ginger, the internet can also be a dangerous place.
Dangerous? That's bad.
Yeah, but the good news is that you can protect yourself.
Ooh, how?
Well, you can follow these rules. Number one, take control. Then, don't share too much personal information.
But...
And don't let anyone see your posts.
But...
And be careful of strangers.
But...
Make the internet a better place. Don't embarrass others, and don't be rude.
Oh, so what can I do?
Well, with your new phone, Ginger, you can make phone calls.
Oh.
Friends, we're all learning how to use the internet, and we can become wiser. When we ask other people for advice, we become wiser. So, who do you ask advice from?
Well, most of the time, I will ask advice from my mom or my grandparents. They are very wise, so they know a lot about things in life, and it helps me a lot.
Yeah, and we hope you learned some advice today. We'll see you tomorrow for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.